السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
cited a few verses from the Holy Quran and says that recently a few pious elders of the Jamaat have passed away. But the matter of death is with man, whosoever comes to this world, he will depart. Allah says, Kullu man alaiha faan, that everything that exists on this earth is transitory. And then it says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And only the person of your God, the existence of your God will remain, who is of great beauty and majesty. Whosoever came to this world will leave us. Someone will go quickly, others will know a little longer. Therefore, fortunate are the people who attach themselves with God, who is for all majesty and all benevolent, and try to attain his pleasure and leave this example for others also, that you must not pursue the transitory things of this world, rather try to attain pleasure and will of God. So if you attain this, you have found the bounties of both the worlds. With their action, they give this lesson to those who are left behind and to their generations, that we tried our best to attain Allah's pleasure in this world so that we should deserve this reward of God, who said, Man aslama wajahu lillahi wa huwa muhsin falahu ajruhu inda rabbihi, that whosoever will give himself to God and does good, then his reward lies with his Lord. So such a people who give themselves over to God, they take share of Allah's bounties in this world and will inshallah gain the reward in the hereafter. And it is necessary that after death you will have to meet your Lord. After leaving this transitory life, you will have to meet your Lord. The verse of the Holy Quran that I have recited, Allah has touched this subject that every living thing has to die. And then Allah says, after death you will return to me. And when you will return to me, then those who would have done good deeds, we shall certainly, without doubt, give them such high palaces under which will flow rivers. So this is such a great reward for those who do good deeds that you cannot compare it to anything else. Therefore, fortunate are those who will gain such reward of their deeds, and winning the pleasure of Allah, will become beneficiary of his paradises. The few people who have passed away in the last few days. God. They had they tried to mold their life in such a way that they should do good deeds. For the religion of God, and they should spend their life for serving mankind. May Allah forgive their mistakes and have mercy to them. Whatever little effort they made, they did to win Allah's pleasure. May Allah reward them manifold. Things, hell is destined for them, because Allah has enabled you to make a distinction between good and bad. Therefore, the people, those who are near the one who has died, they praise him. This is a prayer for them, and Allah give them rewards. May Allah so destine that Allah may give reward on upper stories of paradise for them. They were such people who were counted among the latter-day people, and then acting upon the commandments of Allah, they were enabled to serve the faith. Thousands of people had participated in their funeral prayer, and whosoever had dealing with them, they praised them. I have letters of condolence from many people, and each one of them has mentioned various aspects of their piety, whosoever they are dealing with. May Allah always raise the stations of these holy men, and we will have to pray for them even after they are gone, especially those who have passed away. Their children have been advised by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you should continue to pray for their forgiveness, which will be a basis of raising their spiritual standards. Then those who have passed away, whosoever they did good dealings, it is their duty that they should continue to pray for their forgiveness. Now I will mention a little about these pious people. The first is Mirza Abdul Haq Sahib. Then Maulana Jalaluddin Sahib, Qamar Sahibzadi, Amtul Basit Sahiba, and Shakil Master Munawwar Ahmad Sahib, who have been martyred in the way of Allah a few days ago. Hazrat Mirza Abdul Haq Sahib is that holy elder that Allah had granted him a long life of 106 years. He was born in January 1900. His brother and uncle had the opportunity to join the community during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he had not then taken pledge. But he was of pious nature, and even in young age he would find out the reality and the truth. In 1913, that is before the Khalifatul Masih II, he visited Shimla. Then Hazrat Mirza Sahib was also there. He was only 14 year old then, but he had an eagerness to search for religion and to find out the facts. And as I said, he visited Shimla during the Khalifatul Masih the First. The people had a totally different view of the children of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he sat in the gathering of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Second, he was deeply impressed by his piety and his knowledge. Once he had told me the whole incident himself. In any case, after the demise of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the First, during Khalifatul Masih the Second, Hazrat Mirza Abdul Haq Sahib took the pledge and had carried out his responsibility of this pledge, that he tried to make his features and same as was outwardly of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Second. He told me himself once that after pledge I made the attempt that whatever dress Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Second wears, I wore the same dress. The loose trousers and the sherwani and the turban, and he used to have a staff in his hand as he walked. So he said, I should try to copy the person I have taken pledge with him. I should take on that feeling as he did, and that is how he passed his life. Though he had joined the community in the second caliphate, but he was always concerned and made the effort that I have to become a model of Ahmadiyyat. He almost took on the color of the companions of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. At the instruction of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, he passed the exam in law, and he offered his life for dedication to Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II replied that you should continue your practice, legal practice, and you should regard yourself as a devotee. So this is how he honored this all his life. Although he had great inclination towards religious knowledge, but after this instruction of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, he did more effort. Once he told me that while I was 9 years old, I had started reflecting over religious matters, and with the grace of Allah, when he joined the army of Hazrat Khalifa, Hazrat Prophet Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, his knowledge and deep knowledge of the divine was more polished. He has written many books, and he used to give commentary on the Holy Quran, and many people are his students. I also learned from Al-Fadl that when his book was published on the truth of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the elders wrote to Mirza Sahib, Allah had told me that I have accepted this book in my court. It was his lecture during Jalsa Salana on the truth of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. In any case, he had a deep interest in religious and other scholarly subjects. He started talking on a subject without preparation. He would serve it well. May Allah always grant such people of knowledge and who are spiritual, deeply spiritual, to Jamaat Ahmadiyya, who should be, who proved to be Sultan-e-Nasir. Allah had enabled him to work with four caliphs, and even now he was very active mentally, and he had always worked with deep devotion and obedience. With me also he showed an example of obedience and devotion. Always he wrote in his letters to me that please pray for me for my good end. He used to attend Jalsa here nearly every year. He also attended last year, and with great love and affection, and had shown great sincerity. The devotion and sincerity he had with the caliphate, it was in its place, but because of the view that Khalifa is appointed by God, he used to respect even the officers which were appointed by the caliphate. When I was Nazir-e Ala, he used to come for various things despite his declining health. And when I said, you should stay where you are, I will come to meet you. But he personally came to my office to visit me, And you could see the devotion and respect for the office bearers reflected from his face. As I just said, that despite his weakness, he had this great quality that even in the last few years, whatever committees he had made members of or he was in charge of, despite his declining health, he always attended them when he was appointed by the caliph. And he used to travel from Sargodha, and as I said, he was very active mentally right to the last time. He was very intelligent, and he would listen to other people's proposals and value them. In 1988, once Khalifatul Masih Rahmahullah had made a committee for the zakat matters, and I was also made a member of that committee. The Mirza Sahib was his chairman. Whenever he came to the meeting, he would give opportunity to each person to express their view and also give weight to their suggestions and give them opportunity to debate fully and discuss the matter fully. And when in a false case which was brought up against me that I had obliterated one of the verses of the Holy Quran on a board, and I was arrested, and after long discussions before their preconceived result, they termed me a criminal. And when he was Hazrat Mirza Sahib's car passed by, and you could see he was worried from his face. And when we went to the court and we met him, and he sat in our transport car, he was not well. I said, "Why did you worry?" He said, "This is no trouble for me." And he sat with me for a long time, although he was comforting us, "You shouldn't worry about it." But there were signs of concern reflected in his face, and he continued to talk while he sat there. So there are untold incidents of his life, and this was a great honor for him, that from 1922, ever since Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II had set up the Shura Council system in the Jamaat, he attended Shura Council, and for 84 years he was unable to serve the Jamaat, and he had good opportunity to serve. May Allah raise his spiritual standard more and more. Someone else wrote me one thing about Mirza Sahib, that we went to visit him. He was not well and was lying in his bed, and there was a rush outside, and many people were coming to meet him and see him. I said to them that it was before noon or just after that, this is not the time to meet, and people should be careful and not come and trouble you while you are not well. He said, "Amir has none of his private work. If you have to take the responsibility of the Amir's office, everyone has the right to come and visit him. And this is a great lesson for other Amirs." May Allah in future also continue to raise such people, holy men in Jamaat, and enable their children that they should always be devoted to Ahmadiyyat and Khilafat. Then other person is Maulana Jalaluddin Sahab Qamar, who passed away. He was a dedicated member of the Jamaat. He was 83-year-old when he died. For a long time he served in Palestine and countries in Africa, and he knew various languages, which should be the quality of a preacher. Arabic, Persian, and many languages of East Africa he knew well. He also enabled to teach in Jamia and was very of simple nature, and I hope that his students will be spread out in the world. He taught about 11 years in Jamia Ahmadiyya. So those students who studied from him, it is their duty that they should pray for raising of his spiritual standard. May Allah raise his spiritual standard. He had no children. Then I want to mention Sahibzadi Amtul Basit Sahiba, who was my aunt. Right from the childhood, I had contact with her. I used to visit her house. She had great nature. I remember that during childhood, there were doors leading from one house to the other. Because there is a door leading to her house, I used to visit her at any time. But she never expressed this view before me. Oh, she should have expressed unpleasantness. Why did you come at this odd hour? She had done her duty to be an aunt, and she always kept her doors open of her house. And because of this informal nature, sometimes we did some committed some excesses, or realized that we shouldn't have done something, but she always tolerated it and bore it pleasantly and never expressed any unpleasantness. So this way she had an extraordinary nature. She had unlimited love with Caliphate. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe was her younger brother. After he became Khalifa, she respected him as is due to be to a Caliph. Once while she was talking, Hazur's other brothers and sisters tried to address him informally and used some words. First they used to call him by his name, but how did she address Khalifatul Masih the fourth? She replied that he is now a living caliph, and I call her Hazrat Sahib, so that we have the respect of the caliphate, and the personal relationship would not take over the spiritual relationships. And someone asked her, how would you address about me? She said that the relationship of caliphate is superior to all other relations. I will address her the same as I addressed Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the fourth. Among my aunts, I met her first, and in her eyes, in her words, in her speech, I noticed immediate respect was amazing. And although my other relatives also expressed the same thing, but she and some had met me immediately, and it was the first opportunity that made an impression on my heart. Then with Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, Rahmahullah, she used to have some family property with Khalifatul Masih Rabe, and Allah and Khalifatul Masih Rabe had given the responsibility of that arrangement to me. After the demise of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, I told her children that you should look after these arrangements and organization, and I told her to separate it. It was a matter of Ahmednagar lands. First she expressed verbally, and this time she wrote and gave it to me in writing, and showed concern and worry that is it possible that I'm giving up this responsibility, that I'm not pleased with you? Huzoor says, no, it's not that. I need everyone to look after their own responsibilities and arrangements. And she said, that's why I'm worried. I cannot bear that in any situation I should be a basis of the displeasure of the living caliph. And this was her personal matter, but even here also she could not bear that she should act against the pleasure of the caliph. She looked after poor people and used to pray and spend in charity. If someone asked her to pray, she always remembered. One of our missionary, who as he was going on a tour, he met an accident, and it was a serious accident. His legs bones were broken in various places. Even now he needs support to walk. And he wrote to me, after the accident, I phoned her for prayer from hospital. She said, I am offering nafal prayer every day and also give in charity for you. She had great love for the workers of the Jamaat. She had great love for the community, and this time she was on Jalsa Salana. She was very weak, and people also were meeting her, and some people said, you should stay at home, do not come back, because your health is declining. She said, I come here to pay a visit to the living caliph, and as far as I can bear it, I will come. She had untold love with caliphate, and while she was leaving, when I bid her farewell in the guest house, she had a flight next day. And when she had to go, the private secretary said, Amtul Basit Sahib is sitting in the car outside. So I said, I had bid her farewell, so I did go out and met her. She asked me to pray, and I bid her farewell with prayers. And she reached Pakistan safely, but it was the destiny of God that she fell seriously ill after that, and then she died. Boy who had been brought up in her house, who is now father of a few children, he's these days in Germany. She said, whenever she came here, she always visited our house, and this boy hails also from a village in Sialkot. His father or mother had left her there. He used to live there. He said that whenever she used to come to me, she used to say to my children, I am your grandmother. And as I said, that his mother and father had left this boy from one of the village, and she had brought him up, and also helped him to gain education. So whenever she had a connection with someone, she used to bear it well and look after, honor it well. Her youngest sister, Nusrat, when her husband, Ghulam Qadir, martyred, she had comforted him and looked after her, and comforted her and looked after her. And although she had now married once again, but she always comforted his children, her children, and herself, and she always prayed, because the mother's prayer are most effective. Inshallah, her prayers will always work for these children. Inshallah. You should pray also, Aziza Nusrat and his children, that May Allah also take in protection Mirza Abdul Qadir's children, and whatever gap has arisen because his death, may Allah always fill it, and the children's grandmother and grandfather also have good long life, and may be able to do their duty for these children whose father was martyred. And may Allah also let other children follow the right path and be devoted to caliphate, and give them this connection and relationship more than her prayers. And may Allah also enable them to pray for their great parents. The fourth person is of a martyred one. His name is Masoom Rehmat Sahab, I think, who said he hailed from Gujarat. As the wicked people has always treated the Ahmadiyyat this way, that whenever they want to kill an Ahmadi, they just kill him and there is no one to question them. The law also becomes silent as soon as they hear the name of an Ahmadi. Whereas Allah says that they will, such wicked people will live in, be in hell. Two people, unknown people, who were riding a motorcycle came, and he opened the door and came out, and both of them fired, and he was hit by 5 bullets. And he was sent to hospital immediately, but he died in hospital. And he has young people, 11, 7, and 3-year-old children. May Allah create means for protecting these children and look after them. And may Allah raise the spiritual standards of this. He was also served the Jamaat well. The enemy thinks that today no one helps Ahmadiyyat, Ahmadis, and the law does not support him. Therefore, in their view, to kill the Jamaat, whatever the Ahmadis, they can earn great spiritual reward. But they must remember that this blood which is shed in the way of Ahmadiyyat never goes to waste. Allah has said about such people who give their life that they are living. So whosoever die for the sake of Allah, they are living and shall always live. And Allah will take the revenge from their enemies himself. Inshallah, the blood of the martyr never goes to waste. Allah will make the wicked meet their evil end. May open up the eyes of the citizens of Pakistan. They see the punishment of Allah, even then they do not learn the lesson. If today the country is surviving, it is only because of the Ahmadis. Therefore, Ahmadis should pray with the deep pain that Allah may purify the country from these wicked people and save the country. May Allah so destine. As I said, you should pray a great deal for the children of the martyr. May Allah shower His blessings on them always. We have mentioned those who have passed away in this connection. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had some admonition how to pray for them and what was his practice. I will put before you a few ahadith in this connection so that acting upon them we can we should attain Allah's mercy and forgiveness for ourselves and for those who have passed away. There is a report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to see Salma. She had died and her eyes were open. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first closed her eyes. Then someone said, shouted something to express her regret of a pain. By listening to this such voice, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should always talk good of your people, because whatever you do, the angels preserve it. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed that, O Allah, forgive Abu Salma and give them great reward, and make other people to inherit her good thing. Forgive us and forgive her, and make her grave wide and spacious, and make it lighted for us and illuminated for her. There is another report that the Qatada reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ led a funeral prayer and prayed. It is a prayer of funeral prayer. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa zakarina wa unsana wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa'ayya ila al-islam man tawaffaytahu minna wa tawaffahu bi imani. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'da. O our Lord, let our living and our dying and our young and our old and our men and our women and whosoever are present and who are absent, may Allah forgive all of them. O our Lord, whoever lives among us, make him live on Islam, and the one who dies, dies on faith. O our Lord, do not deprive us of the reward of this person who has died, and save us from all kind of unrest. After the burial, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to say istighfar, and you should tell others that you should, this is the time of putting him to account, you should pray for him and ask for Allah's forgiveness. There is another report that Allah raises the station of a man in paradise. He says, where did I get this station? Allah says, it is because of some people who have been doing istighfar for you. Therefore, you should always continue to pray for the higher station, raising of station of those who have passed away, and let them go through without putting to account, and have mercy on us. Ameen. Hazrat Abdullah bin Jafar, may Allah be pleased with him, with both reports, that at the death of Hazrat Jafar, Tayyar, that you should prepare food. They are facing such a standard, which will make them busy. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, is it permitted that there is a death in some house? Other people should prepare food in their own home. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, not only is permitted that for a brotherly feelings, that you should do this. I have learned that some people do not pay full attention here. The neighbors try that whatever food is prepared in the langar for Jamaat, that should be provided to them. If there is no neighbors, then it is the duty of the Jamaat, and it does carry out its duty. But if there are neighbors who are Ahmadis, they should do this duty, and you should pay special attention to this, and the Jamaat throughout the world should keep this matter and take care of this matter. About how to express your feeling about death, Hazrat Salama reports that I had visited Hazrat Amirul Mumineen, and Abu Sufyan had died, his father, and he asked him to ask to get some perfume and put it over his people. He said, by God, I don't need to put perfume on me, but I had heard from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when he was standing on the pulpit, he said that it is not permitted for any woman that she should celebrate the death more than 3 days, or express her regrets for more than 3 days for a death. About joining a funeral prayer, there is a report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever accompanies the funeral of a believer and accompanies him to his burial, he gives a great reward which is equal to Uhud mountain, so it's double of that. And those who comes back after the funeral, his reward is halved. So you should pay attention to this. I had reminded you in Rabwa before that in whichever vicinity, neighborhood, an Ahmadi dies, it is the duty of the people in the neighborhood to accompany the funeral to the burial. But those who come, the Jamaat should also make arrangement and as many people as possible join the funeral prayer. And Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya should make these arrangements. Then there is another report, Hazrat Ibn Umar reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you should talk good qualities of Dai and avoid talking about their weaknesses. So, inshallah, after the Jummah prayer, I will inshallah lead a funeral in absentia for all these people. The second thing that I wanted to say about is about the Jalsa in America. I had to visit America, but because of the situation, I had to put it off. So, I thought that I should say something with this regard, but because it is the first day of their annual convention, that because of these deaths, I had to leave this. But briefly, I want to tell them that during this, you should put emphasis on prayer, that whatever purpose for which the Jalsa is organized, you should keep it in view, otherwise there is no benefit of it. Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said that you should try to bring about pious change between you. And you heard how our pious elders lived their life. By acting upon prayers and pursuing piety, you should mold your life so that in all parts of the world, there are such people who have such benefit from Promised Messiah, should have such a group who maintain unity and should maintain the rights of Allah and rights of His creature. And this will only be done if you absorb Allah's graces. And to attract Allah's graces, you need to do lot of prayers and worship a great deal. Therefore, in these 3 days, in America, wherever there is Jalsa is happening, or wherever else the Jalsa is happening in the world, you should try to make changes between you and also pray for yourselves. May Allah make your Jalsa successful in every way. Now I will read to you a quotation from Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. You should keep this in view at all times. Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, says that the prayer which after in-depth knowledge of the Divine and after His grace is entirely different. It is something that make you suffer death. It is a fire that will burn you. It is a magnetic power that attracts you. It is a death after which you will live. It is a storm which will become an ark to save you. Everything which is wrong is sorted and blessed are those prisoners who pray and don't get tired, they will be delivered. Blessed are the blind who will one day begin to see. Blessed are those who are in graves, they pray, they will come out of graves. The blessed is you who never get tired of prayer. And your eyes shed tears and creates a fire in your heart. And take you into isolated places and become you mad in this because eventually you will be shown grace. The God whom we call, He is a great benevolent and
devoted and faithful and shows mercy to others. Therefore, you should also be the same and pray with full effort. You should separate from worldly affairs and do not make your selfish desires a color of religion. You should accept defeat so that you shall be granted great victories. Those who pray, Allah will show miracles, and those who pray, Allah will show bounties. The prayer comes from God and goes to God. With prayer, man becomes so near to God as your soul is near you. And after prayer, there is a spiritual change. After this, Allah also makes changes to His treatment to you. And His attributes are without changing, but those who reform themselves, His attributes are entirely different, as though He is a different God, whereas there is no other God. But He shows in a new manifestation, and for this He works. For this man who has reformed himself, he does not do for others. This is what is miracle. So this is the a great exceed, Hudur says, and it makes him change, and by molding is flowing his soul and flows towards God, and it does prostrate and does ruku and does sitting posture, and this is the reflection of this which for which Allah has appointed salat. You should pray a great deal and take account of all your prayers and pay full attention to them. America is the most materialist country who is regarded as most advanced. Every Ahmadi, you should try to protect yourself from this material attractions and pay and pray to save yourself from it. And this is the benefit and the grace and the blessing of this jalsa, that if you bring about pious changes in you, if you attain that, then you have attained God. And if Allah has been gained, you have found the aim of your life. May Allah enable all of you to attain this.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ